much more than we deserve. You deliver us by the power of your word. God, we lift you up, giving you the honor that is yours. Thank you for your
but he heard that song from your heart this morning. I just feel like God's just released something in this place in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. It doesn't have to be ordinary. It is not ordinary when God's presence comes and sweeps in the house of the Lord this morning. It is so good to be here today in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Can we give God a hand clap of praise for He is here? David says in Psalm 57, "Awake, my soul, awake, harp and lyre. I will awake in the dawn. I will praise you, O Lord, among the nations. I will sing to you among the peoples, for great is your love, reaching to the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the skies." One thing about David is that he loved the Lord, and he wanted to express his love to the Lord with everything he had and with everybody around him. That was his desire. Psalms 108, David says, "My heart is steadfast, it is unwavering, O God. I will sing and make music with all my soul." Psalm 143 says, "I will spread out my hands to you. My soul thirsts for you like a parched, a dry and thirsty land." David went through the highest of highs and the lowest of lows, but his heart's always desire was to praise God with everything that he had. If you're hungry for God and you're consumed with the desire to please him this morning, and you want to express your love towards him with all your heart and your soul and your mind and your strength today, you are in the right place. You have the freedom and the liberty to do that in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Lord. The Lord is in this place. When he is here, anything is possible and anything has happened. Let's continue to worship the Lord together.
You all may be seated. Aren't you thankful for your freedom today? I am thankful for what this weekend represents, but I'm even more thankful because we can have all the freedoms of this world. We can have the freedom of life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, but the pursuit of happiness is kind of a one direction thing, and it is pursuing Him, because if you pursue Him, then you are free. If you have all the other freedoms in the world, but not Him, you are still truly bound. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
I'm not afraid to die.
said he's worthy of the hand clap of praise this morning. I got reminded of something while we were singing this morning of a man named Daniel Blash. He's a minister down in the St. Louis area, and he was used by God during the Gulf War to smuggle Bibles into Saudi Arabia. And he was one of the flagmen for Norman Schwarzkopf. And he was also gotten off base at one particular time and got in a taxi cab away from everybody. And one of the guys in the taxi cab says, we've been waiting for you. And as he got in the car, and he had to go by faith, not being around anybody else on base and just around foreigners, he got to go to a place he's never been to before. He got to go to an underground church service. And when he got there and he turned a corner around the stone building, he felt the same presence that we feel here today. Aren't you thankful that we don't have to sneak in the doors in the middle of the night to come in to feel his presence? If any of you have a Bible today, you could raise it up and say, that didn't have to be smuggled into the United States. I could read that whenever I want. I'm thankful for the freedom that we have here in this country and in the house of the Lord today. Brother Gary, would you pray for the offering? Amen.
Let the whole earth sing. It is on the praise. God bless you for standing. You may be seated. Welcome to First Apostolic Church of Sandwich. So good to have you here this morning. I trust that you have felt the presence of the Lord in a mighty way here this morning. We look forward to a mighty move of God through the message and the word and response to it. It's a good day to be alive. Good day to be living for the King. Amen. Something that we do around here on the first Sunday of every month is you've been keeping up with your Bible reading. We want to honor you in a little way. We give you our Bible reading program is called BREAD. And it stands for Bible Reading Enriches Any Day. And so if you have kept up with your Bible reading on the first Sunday of every month, we take an opportunity to say thank you and give you a small token of appreciation. We know that the real gift is what you get in reading the Word of the Lord. But we want to take opportunity to say thank you. So if you are up to date with your Bible reading for the month of June into July, why don't you stand to your feet, and we want to take a few moments and say thank you. But Brother Peterson, would you be so kind as to pass those out to those individuals who are standing? Why don't you give them a hand? Thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule to read the Word of the Lord. It is so good. It enriches any day. So good to have family and friends and the Duels, and always good to have Mark Damron back. I know he's in St. Louis now, but we still think this is home for him. And so when he comes back home, we want to give him opportunity to ask him right before service, said, man, would you be willing to come and greet the congregation? He said, well, if you want me to. I said, well, of course I want you to. And so we want him to come at this time, just take a few moments and greet the congregation. Why don't you give him applause, not for him, but because of God's work in his life. And you can feel free to introduce those that are back there. I don't want to mess anything up, so I'm gonna let you do that. So if the mess up is on you.
Praise the Lord, church. Good morning. It's always good to be back in Sandwich. I don't get here as often as I'd like, but I tell you, every time I come back to church here, same presence of God is here that it was here when I lived here. You can go anywhere in the world and still feel that same presence, and I'm glad I still feel it here in Sandwich. There's so much I feel like I have on my heart, so much I feel I could say. But before I start, I'd like to say, you know, I come from a good church in St. Louis. I attend a great church there. We have a great pastoral staff, great leadership, mentors in my life, friends. But I have to say, here in Sandwich, I've heard a lot of great things about Pastor Wells, his wife. They're doing a great work. Your pastor is here on the drums. He's singing while playing the drums. He gets up here, he preaches the word of God. How blessed Sandwich is with Pastor Wells and their family. They're doing a great work. I think we ought to give them another hand. So a new Brother Wells might ask me to share a thought or greet the congregation. And I've tried to process this thought that God's laid on my heart for the past few months. And I'll share it with you guys. It's a little lengthy, but I feel it. It's what God's put on my heart. And it's out of the book of Deuteronomy, the children of Israel. They were leaving Egypt. God had called them to the promised land. And they were wandering through the wilderness for 40 years, as we find in the book of Deuteronomy. Their clothes didn't wear out. God provided food. He provided shelter. He provided, you know, light by fire at nighttime, a cloud by the daytime. God provided all these things. And it's in the book of Deuteronomy that Moses, the man of God, spoke to the people, and he gave them a choice. It's Deuteronomy chapter 30 and verse 11 through 19. If you want, you can put that up. It's Deuteronomy chapter 30. It's verses 11 through 19. That's a little lengthy, but I'm going to go ahead and read it. It says, "For the commandment which I commanded thee this day, it is not hidden from thee, neither is it far off. It is not in the heaven that thou shouldest say, who shall go up for us to heaven and bring it unto us, that we may hear it and do it. Neither is it beyond the sea, that thou shouldest say, who shall go over the sea for us and bring it unto us, that we may hear it and do it. But the word is very nigh unto thee, in thy mouth and in thy heart, that thou mayest do it. See, I have set before thee this day life and good, and death and evil. in that I command thee this day to love the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways, to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, that thou mayest live and multiply. And the Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land whither thou goest to possess it. But if thine heart turn away, so that thou wilt not hear, but shall be drawn away and worship other gods and serve them, I denounce unto you this day that ye shall surely perish, and that ye shall not prolong your days upon the land, whither thou passest over Jordan to go to possess it. But I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that thou and thy seed may live. I'll reread that. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. The thought I want to bring from this is, there's a choice. We're all given a choice. You're in a restaurant, you know, your waitress or waiter brings you a menu. You ever been in the situation where you look over the menu and you're trying to decide what to eat? There's so many choices to choose from, you're not really sure. Sister Wells kind of hit on it today. Life, and the freedom that we have here in America, we have so many choices that we can make. We have so many things that we could go after, you know, the riches, our career, relationships. There's a number of things that we can choose. And God even lays it out here before Moses. But really, there's only two choices. Choose life, and multiply and live. You could choose death, and be destroyed and perish. You find that true happiness, as Sister Wells said, when you choose God. That happiness, that pursuit of happiness that our forefathers gave us the opportunity to pursue. We can find that true happiness when we choose to serve God. Tomorrow will make 240 years ago the forefathers signed the Declaration of Independence. They too had a choice to serve a tyrant king who was going to judge them from afar, or to serve a new country, a new government, a new democracy. We all have that choice. Who are we going to serve? That's kind of the point I want to bring home today, is the offer of life and death. Moses gave it to the people of Israel. We still have that choice today. We have the freedom to choose what we want. Why not choose life and live? That's my thought.
Why don't you stand to your feet? A few moments, hopefully, as I lay into you what God has laid upon my heart, you will know that I did not confer with my wife, nor did I confer with Brother Dameron. But God knows. Title of my message, even before I read the text, is simply this: a freedom that binds. A freedom that binds. You have your Bibles, and you would be so kind. Psalm chapter 33. You're turning to Psalm 33, beginning verse number 4. So good to have Bill, June, Abby. Thank you for being in service this morning. God bless you. And always good to be in the house. They're always good to meet new people. And it's a small world. It's a small world, and I know that we often say that, but when you know people and they know people, and you find out you're not too far removed from other individuals that are known and you know, and it's just what a family, what a great family of God to be a part of. So thankful. Psalm chapter number 33, beginning verse number 4. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. He loveth righteousness and judgment. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. He gathereth the waters of the sea together as in heap. He layeth up the depth in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. The Lord bringeth the counsel of the heathen to naught. He maketh the devices of the people of none effect. The counsel of the Lord standeth forever. The thoughts of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. And the people whom he hath chosen for his own inheritance. Might I make this observation? If Psalms 33:12 says, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, well then, would not the inverse of that also be true? Cursed is the nation who does not make God their Lord. With the help of the Lord, I want to preach to you upon this subject, a freedom that binds. A freedom that binds. Can we pray, Lord Jesus, we love you. God, I thank you for your precious word. I thank you for the opportunity to preach unto these precious people. Lord, I pray their hearts would be open and receptive to the rendering of your word, that we would all leave here with a greater understanding, God, of the liberty that we have, Lord, the freedom to choose, God, and how that those choices that we make, God, it may seem like we're free to do as we want to do, but Lord, there are freedoms that will bind us, God, and we need to be aware, we need to understand your word and the way in which we are enriched in following you. We love you, Jesus. We praise you. We thank you. We give you glory and honor for who you are and what you do. In your name that is above every name. In the only saving name of Jesus Christ, we ask it. And everybody said amen. So good to have my mother-in-law service with us. She brought my kiddos back safe. Good to have her here for you. I love you, Mom. I affectionately call her Mom because she's like a mom. You know, she's a mother-in-law. I still call her Mom because many of you know how wonderful of a person she is, so I won't go into all that. I just want to say it's good to have you here. You may be seated. A freedom that binds. First of all, let me say that I am proud to be an American. As I was preparing the house for the party later today, in case you don't know or you haven't been invited, there is a picnic later this afternoon at our house. We will not have a Sunday evening service here. We will reconvene at my residence, 803 Castle Street, and there, beginning at 5 o'clock, we will have a party. We will celebrate our family. We will celebrate freedom. We will celebrate our liberty to express our faith. If you desire, you can stay late into the evening and watch the fireworks, and the only thing that we ask that you bring is a dish to share and a lawn chair. Something to sit upon. You can sit upon the ground if you'd like, but we'll have a few chairs here from the church, but we encourage you to bring your lawn chairs, and we encourage you to come and be a part of the party later this evening. And as I was preparing the house for the party, my mother-in-law and wife brought to my attention that the American flag outside was quite weathered, tattered, and looked pretty bad. So I told them, well, I'll go get another one, and I'll put it up there. And so as I took the new flag out of the package and I took the old flag down and I put the new flag up upon the pole and I put it up into the air, I thought to myself, I wonder how many people still see the American flag as a symbol of freedom. I've heard stories of other countries where seeking liberation, how the people would cheer when they would see the American flag, or how they would go and shake the hands of the American soldiers as they would notice they had the patch of the American flag on their uniform. And I begin to wonder how many people still see stars and stripes. I wonder how many people still view Old Glory as a symbol of freedom. See, while the next few days will bring lots of food and fun and festivities and fireworks, all those things we do as we celebrate our independence and freedoms, I couldn't help but wonder how that some of our freedoms have hurt us. And how that some of these freedoms actually bind us. I understand that on the surface this sounds absurd. How can liberty lead to bondage, and how can freedom transform into captivity? Suffice it to say this, the more society seeks to exercise its freedom and independence from righteousness, the more bound it becomes. Hang with me. The more mankind makes decisions free and independent of God and His will, the more we as a society become incarcerated by sin. On a personal level, you and I are free to choose, but exercising that freedom incorrectly can have us bound beyond belief. Ask the spendthrift who is free to choose to run up the credit cards and overleverage their assets. Ask them as the bills pile up and the creditors come looking. Ask them if they still feel free. Ask the immoral and promiscuous person who had the freedom of free love, who made the choice to have multiple partners. Ask them after they experience STDs or unwanted pregnancies or even go through something as horrific as an abortion, or about some who have to have their pay garnished. Ask them if they still feel free. Ask the addict who is free to choose to take the hit, to plunge the needle. Ask the addict who is free to choose to tip the bottle if after numerous failed attempts to climb the slippery slope of addiction, if he or she still feels free. For now, their supposed freedom lies only in the feeling that they get from the substance by which they are now bound. What's your point? Simply this: there are freedoms that will bind. There are liberties that will lead into captivity, so we must choose wisely. And the Bible tells us that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. That's why the psalmist could say, "Blessed is that nation whose God is the Lord, who understands they may have freedoms, but those freedoms exercised incorrectly, or those freedoms that are exercised not in accordance with the will and counsel of God can be very binding." Might I say this? Exercising the freedom of choice in opposition to the counsel of God will always bring bondage. I want to say that again. Exercising the freedom of choice in opposition to the counsel and will of God will always bring bondage. Adam and Eve had the freedom to choose. Adam and Eve had the freedom to do anything and everything. The only thing that they were counseled and commanded of God not to do was eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And if Eve stood by and she looked at the fruit and saw that it was pleasant to the eyes and one good for food and one desire to make one wise, the Bible says she made a choice. She ate of it and gave of her husband who was with her, the Bible says. But let us look at what the serpent said. Let's read the words in the Bible of Genesis 3:5. For the serpent said to Eve, "For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil." Can I paraphrase what the serpent was saying? If you eat this fruit, you won't need God anymore. If you eat this fruit, then you will be able to discern good and evil. If you eat this fruit, then you will be able to know what is good and evil. If you just partake of this, you have the freedom. You have the liberty to choose to eat this. And if you make that choice, then you will be as God. You won't need Him anymore. I have to apologize in advance because maybe I'm going to get a little emotional because my patriotism, my understanding of this great country that I know and love, and while I am proud to be an American, might I say this, I am less proud today than I was a few years ago. Hang with me. While we may have the freedom of choose, we need to understand we do not know better than God. and still the serpent whispers, and still the serpent tries to convince you and I that we don't need God in our lives, that we can discern what is good and what is evil. And might I say unequivocally, we cannot discern what is good and evil in our own mind and in our own hearts. We will err and we will mess up, and our freedom to choose will bind us. So we must be careful. We do not have what it takes to be able to discern what is good and what is evil. And the most dangerous mindset of any human being is one that says, I can make it without God. Excuse me if you feel that what I'm about to say is unpatriotic, but you need to understand that the United States of America will not make it without God. And the more we pull ourselves out from under His rule and His reign, the more we disregard the biblical precepts and concepts of His Word, the more we shun Him and spurn His will and His way, the more bound we become. While we have these freedoms and we can exercise these things, we need to be careful and we need to understand and see in Scripture, Israel had the freedom to worship other gods, even though God said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, mind, and strength. You shall have no other gods before me, even though the Lord told them, you shall not worship other gods. They had the freedom to choose. Many times we can read in their history, they chose to commit idolatry, and as a result, they found themselves in captivity. They had the freedom, but that freedom ultimately bound them. That freedom ultimately caused them to be held captive by those that conquered them. You see, in the United States of America, the First Amendment of the Constitution grants us the freedom of religion, but make no mistake, that freedom exercised without regard to the counsel of God who created us will have us bound. All those freedoms that we exercise and those freedoms that we have, and please understand, I am not in any way, shape, or form demeaning those freedoms. I'm just simply saying we have to be careful. Because these freedoms that we have, if we are not careful, will bind us. For when our freedoms have us forfeiting the precepts and principles of God, we are destined to be more bound. I thought about this. I asked my kids the other day, I said, do they still say the Pledge of Allegiance in school? Yeah, Dad. I'm on the intercom in the morning and we stand, and I remember back to my school days when the beginning class bell would ring and we would stand to our feet and we would respectfully put our hand over our heart. And we would say, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And I began to think about that. I began to think about those words. And this is what I've come to understand. The more that our freedoms bring our nation out from under God. Catch this. I'm going to say this again. The more our freedoms bring our nation out from under God, the more divided we become. I've heard it stated, and I would agree. I have never seen the United States of America more divided than I see them today. See, it's a symptom of coming out from under God when we decide to make our freedoms and our liberties apart and aside from the one who created us. When we decide that our freedom and our liberty gives us the right to do whatever we want to do and gives us the right to refuse to follow His will and His way. We do have that freedom, but that freedom will bind us. And when we come out from under God, we become more and more divided. And the less liberty that we have. We are not freer now than we were in 1776. I'm sorry,
We are not free, especially in a spiritual sense. We are not more free now than we were 200 years ago. No. What we need to understand is the more that we have pulled our nation out from under God, the less liberty we enjoy. And the more that injustice abounds. The more the American dream becomes entitlement. The more capitalistic society becomes captive by socialism. I know I wouldn't have anybody running. I know I wouldn't have anybody shouting because I'm presenting in very real fashion the state of our union. And the reality is our union is fragmenting. It is falling apart. And if you are really patriotic and you care about this country, you will understand, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Oh, we have freedoms, but if we don't exercise those freedoms in accordance with the Word of God, if we do not understand that His commandments do not confine us, but His commandments keep us in liberty and freedom. There is a freedom that will bind us. And when we get out from under God and we decide we know better and we listen to the song of the serpent that says you don't need God anymore. You know good and evil. I beg to differ. We do not. And apart from God, we will fall apart. Apart from God, this union will continue to fragment. And we, people who should love this precious United States of America, if we're going to stand for anything, stand for God, stand for His rule and His reign. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. See, I'm sorry, politicians, but the only way to make America great again is to get back under God. The only way to make America great again is get back under God. Get back to some godly principles where God-fearing men who had a walking relationship with Him, who still believed the Bible was the best textbook that could ever be placed in a school. If we don't get back to those things, these freedoms that we have will bind us.
See, I know I'm passionate. I know that what I say, I say rather excitedly. But we need to bring this also to an individual level. I have the freedom of choice. I have the freedom to live any way that I want to live. I can spurn and conclude the counsel of Scripture trespasses upon my individual freedom. My individual expression. I can say the precepts and principles of the Bible are archaic and outdated and they don't work well with our society, but we need to understand our society is not becoming great. Our society is not getting better. The world in which we live is not becoming a greater country. No, it is becoming cursed because blessed is that nation whose God is the Lord. And as we exercise these freedoms outside of the rule and reign of our Creator, we will become more and more bound. See, here's how I know that. Here's how I can look at society and understand. Because we as Christians and God-fearing people, we as those who want to follow the Word of God and the Bible, we are becoming more and more restricted. See, I don't know how long I'll be able to preach like this. I don't know how long before the government mandates that I not bring anything in a public setting. Catch this. It would offend someone else, and whatever they freedom they have. That I would say something that might infringe upon their thoughts and their ideas and their philosophies. And so I want to stand this morning and say I'm proud that I presently have the liberty to preach without thought of reprisal from our government. But don't be so naive to think that that's always going to be the way it is. Don't be so naive that they won't try eventually as they become more and more out from under God. Their respect and admiration for God and His will is non-existent. Do you think that they will respect our freedom of speech? Do you think that they will respect our freedom of religion? Oh, no, no, no. Because what they've come to do is they've come out from under God. And so when they become out from under God more and more, that freedom that they exercise and that liberty that they now live in will continue to bind. Yes, it is quite possible that one day, even in my lifetime, don't think that there hasn't already been issues, cases, judgments that have come to the highest points of our government. It's already happening. And please understand, I'm not up here being a naysayer. I'm not up here on this day before July 4th trying to convince you and I that we are headed to hell in a handbasket. What I'm simply saying is blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. And if we want to make America great again, we got to get back under God. And if that's true as a nation, then it's true as a family. And if it's true as a family, then it's true as an individual. If I want to choose right and I want to do right, and I want to know how to choose life, I got to get back under God. I got to say, God, how do you feel about it? What's your will? What's your way? See, I love this nation. But the more it pulls itself out from under God, the more I grieve for what is going on and what's going to happen. I love the liberties and the freedoms bestowed upon me by my Creator, but I realize some freedoms will bind me. I have the free will to choose. I have the ability to make the choice. God has given me that. I say all the time, it's the greatest power in all the world, the power to choose. The power to make the choice. For I can choose. But here's the thing. The world looks at what we do. The world looks at how we live. The world looks at religion and following the Bible as so binding and so restricting. So confining. So keeping you and I from really living and experiencing life. I think to myself, oh, you're listening to the words of the serpent. You know what is good and what is evil. You're able to discern. There is a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof is destruction. So I can't base it upon my feelings and my emotions, not even my heart, for the heart is desperately wicked. Who can know it? Only He tries the reins. Only He knows the heart. Oh, but your religion, you're following the will of God and you're believing that the Bible is just applicable today as it was when it was written. Well, that doesn't even make sense. Our society has grown from that. No. I'm sorry. But if anything, our society has failed and will continue to fail unless we get back under God. 1 John 5:3, for this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not grievous. His commandments are not burdensome. His commandments do not bind us. Do not believe the lie of the enemy. Do not listen to the song of society, the serpent. Do not believe following after the will of God is somehow more binding and restrictive. It is not. The commandments of the Lord are not grievous. For pay attention to the next verse. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. If we don't get back to believing that we have to be a nation under God, blessed is that nation whose God is the Lord. If we don't get back to believing that He, Almighty God, King of kings and Lord of lords, is our King. He is our ruler. Some of the darkest times in the history of the children of Israel, these words are stated. There was no king in Israel, and they did what was right in their own eyes. Make no mistake, for all of those who study political science and all of those who would assert we are still, in some senses, yes, I would agree, we are a democracy. But I would also say that we are quickly becoming an autocracy, where we are gods unto ourselves. Where we decide we don't need Him anymore. See, there's a great question. Can America make it without God? I dare say, no, it cannot. Blessed is that nation whose God is the Lord. It is God. And following His will and His way has made America great. And unless we get back to understanding, blessed is that nation whose God is the Lord, we are experiencing freedoms that will bind us. In closing, you can stand to your feet. Pastor, I want to be free to choose my own way. I want to live how I see fit. I want to do what I want to do. Will you have that freedom? I want to live whatever way I want to live. Whatever the pursuit of happiness that I deem will make me happy, then that I want to pursue. Will you have that liberty? You have that freedom. Please understand, there are freedoms that will bind you. You have the freedom to make the decision, but I implore you, make sure that decision is divinely directed of God. Make sure the choice that you make is one that you can find founded in the Word of God. Make sure whatever you decide, even on an individual and personal level, make sure it's under God. Make sure it's in accordance with His will and His way. Because while it may be a freedom, if it's exercised outside the counsel of God, it will bind you. How many people look back over their life? Oh man, I was full and fancy free. I did what I wanted to do and I lived how I wanted to live. But now they look back and they're wrapped in regret. Now they look back and they're bound by all sorts of baggage, issues of life. Listen, there is only one way that you and I can truly experience freedom. There's only one way. There's only one avenue. There's only one opportunity for you and I to truly be free, to have a freedom that will not bind us. And that is the Spirit of the law in Christ hath made us free from the law of sin and death. That when we serve God and we choose to live according to His will and His way, that's the freest I can never live, for he that the Son hath made free is free indeed. And the only way I can truly experience a freedom that will not bind me, that will not have me wrapped up in regret, that will not have me dealing with all the baggage of my free decisions, is if I come back to the Word of God and make sure it's under God. For blessed is that nation whose God is the Lord. See, I want America to be great again, but the only way it's going to get great again is getting back under God. And what I'm seeing and what I'm experiencing and what I am encountering in our society is a democracy, a group of people who are making decisions aside from the Word of God. And our only hope is it more than the stars and stripes, more than old glory, more than the red, white, and blue banner. We hold up the bloodstained banner and say, Jesus is the way. I love my nation, but I love my God more than my nation. Unless my nation turns back to God, unless my nation understands, blessed is that nation whose God is the Lord. I'm sorry, but my decisions may be contradictory. My decisions may not come alongside with those of society, because I deem the Word of God more important than the words of any constitution. I deem the Word of God greater than any amendment and any decision by any high court. I come before the judge of all and say, Lord, how do you see it? Lord, how does your word say it should be handled? That matters most to me. For blessed is that nation whose God is the Lord. You really want to know freedom? You really want to know liberty? You want a spirit of freedom that will not bind you, that will not have you wrapped up in regret?
There is freedom.
A freedom that will not have you laden with guilt. That freedom is in Jesus Christ.
So lift your eyes to heaven.
There is no more freedom, for the Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, or the actual translation says, where the Spirit is made Lord, there is freedom. I am no more free than when I look toward heaven and say, how would you have me do it? To the addict that had the freedom to choose and now finds himself bound. I offer you a true freedom. I offer you a freedom that will not bind you. I offer a freedom to make the choice.
Jesus reigns in this place.
Choose life.
Showers.
I have set before you blessing and cursing, life and death. Choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. Choose life.
There is freedom where the Spirit of the Lord is.
Help me, Lord, as a citizen of this great nation.
There's freedom for you.
Help me understand that I am a citizen of a far greater country. I am a citizen of a far greater kingdom.
There is freedom.
A city whose builder and maker is God. The one where you stand on the throne.
Lift your eyes to heaven. There is freedom. Heaven.
Bible says it, as in the days of Noah, so shall be the days of the coming of the Son of Man. I look back at the scripture and reference the time of Noah. The Bible tells us that the Lord looked down from heaven. He said, my spirit will not always strive with men. For every imagination of the heart, the Bible says, was evil continually. See, that's what happens when we exercise our freedoms outside of God. I'm sorry, but we cannot self-govern and have goodness result. Cannot. For there is none good but God. The only way goodness results from a society is if that society turns to God and understands blessed is that nation whose God is the Lord. So today and tomorrow, as we celebrate our freedoms, as we exercise our rights and our liberties that we have been granted, let us do so with the understanding that unless they are exercised under God, they are freedoms that will bind us. One more time, why don't you lift your hands toward heaven, lift your voice. God, how we need you.
Lord, how the United States of America needs you. How we need God-fearing men and women in places of prominence and power that would turn the hearts of men back to you. God, we cannot self-govern outside of you. It will not lead to goodness, God. It must be through you and by you, God. We must turn to you, for blessed is that nation whose God is the Lord, and those people whom you have chosen for an inheritance. Lord, I want to be a part of the chosen. I want to look heavenward and say, you are my God. You are my King. I choose you, Lord. I choose life. I choose blessing. Hallelujah. One more time. Why don't you clap your hands to the Lord? Why don't you lift your voice? He's worthy of praise.
It might be wrong for us to preach like this and not sing the song they're playing.
You see, I have the freedom. Catch this. I have the freedom to go to a venue and shout and scream and clap my hands and applaud. I have the freedom to recognize a performance or shout, woo! But there's a freedom that I love to exercise, a freedom to praise and worship, a freedom to lift my hands. Woo! I want to lift my hands higher than before. I want to love you more than before.
No more chains.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
He set me free, yes, he set me free. He broke the bonds of prison for me. Glory bound my Jesus to see. Glory to God. He set me free. He set me free. Yes, he set me free. He broke the bonds of prison for me. I'm glory bound my Jesus to see. Glory to God. He set me free. He set me free. Yes, he set me free. He broke the bonds of prison for me. I'm glory bound my Jesus to see. Glory to God, he set me free. Freedom, 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 freedom.
Well, now no more shackles, no more chains, no more bondage, I am.
No more shackles,
no more shackles, no more chains, no more bondage, I am free, yeah.
Jesus, thank you, Jesus. God bless you for being in the house of the Lord. You are free to go in the name of Jesus. God bless you.